So good to see you, church. This morning, I have the special privilege of introducing our two pastoral interns from Presbyterian University and Theological Seminary in Seoul, Korea. This is the third cohort in the last few years that have joined us for a month-long internship during the winter. And Eunsik will mention this in her testimony, but by being here, she missed her graduation. So we have to make up for that here with our warmth and hospitality and the love that we naturally share. But Eunsik just basically, in absentia, received her Master of Divinity this past week. So we're very proud of her for that. And this school is a very large school in Seoul, and they have an undergraduate program and a master's and PhD and all that stuff. So Sehan is in the undergraduate program and is a rising senior there, but he plans to go to seminary as well. So they have been with us for the last few weeks and been involved in all kinds of things and all kinds of events. They also attended both our new member class Saturdays, so have been thoroughly introduced to how we do church here. So this is their last Sunday, unfortunately. They leave early Friday morning, and so we're going to miss them a great deal. Eunsik has been with our family for the past month, and Sehan at the Fink House, and it's been a real joy and privilege. And really, PUTS sends us the best students every year. So we also are very, very blessed to have them share their life and their faith and their calling with us. So I'm going to ask Eunsik to come up and share first.
Good morning. My name is Eunsik Jo. I came here as part of the month-long internship program from Presbyterian University and Theological Seminary in Seoul. I just graduated last Thursday with a Master of Divinity degree. It has been 43 years since I spoke this much English. Yes, I am 43 years old and a mother of three children. In fact, one of the most frequent questions I have been asked here at Cannes is, how did you come while having three children? And how are they doing? I grew up in a Christian household, but without a personal relationship with God. Church was such a boring place. Meanwhile, I grew up and got married to my husband, who was Buddhist. And that was a natural excuse to stop attending church. At first, I was fine. However, within the first 10 years of marriage, a lot of hardship came our way. We incurred massive debt because of investment choices we made around the time of the dot-com bubble in the early 2000s. And the financial crisis of 2008. It's true that these events happened in the United States, but they also had tragic consequences in Korea. On top of that, my 9-year-old daughter has hit by a car so hard that she had broken bones all over her body. My newborn son almost choked to death, and my husband got very ill. I felt so hopeless going from one tragedy to another. Financial bankruptcy was hard, but felt insignificant compared to the near-death experience of my family. I had no choice but to humble myself. I felt like Job back then. The suffering brought me to my knees which caused a deep relationship with God. My inner self was full of greed and anger, but through God's love, I started to heal miraculously. My life direction and values were replaced by God's direction and values. By the grace of God, this brought healing to not just myself, but to my family as well. There was a pastor who guided us in a healing process. She had just planted a church, and we got involved as deacons of the new church. The church was in the neighborhood where the poor and the marginalized of society lived. I served the church in the context and experienced what it meant to love others with the heart of God. People in poverty, with disabilities, and senior citizens living alone. I was able to experience and empathize with their lives and brokenness. I felt God's calling to serve them and decided to go to seminary. While I was attending seminary, I interned at Nasum Church, a multicultural church mostly made up of migrant workers in Korea. In this church, I also confirmed my sense of call to minister with those who are marginalized in Korean society. As some of you may know, there are about 1.5 million foreign workers in Korea. And the racism and xenophobia of mainstream Korean society is starting to become a serious problem. Now, I serve full-time at Mosekul Church, and I am in charge of missions and children's ministry. As you can see from my background, I'm interested in multicultural ministry and ministry with the marginalized of society. So when I heard that there was an overseas internship program at a multicultural church, I applied at once, and that's how I came here. And you did not let me down. I have discovered that Ken does multicultural ministry very well. However, I discovered that there was more to Ken than simply multicultural ministry. In my 3 weeks so far, I experienced something deeper that is at the core of your ethos as a church. I have seen that there is heavy emphasis on discipleship, and that what you mean by discipleship is healing a person to be a healthy and humane individual. All humans are created in the image of God with dignity. However, for some reason, we are all broken images of God. And I realized that conventional Christian faith does not necessarily heal this broken image. I have seen that holistic healing happens at this church. There is a healthy community based on love and trust. I have also seen that Ken advocates courageously and prophetically for its members and larger society. You call out the systemic evils of our imperial world that make us sick. I have seen that you know what it means to be church, and you are always questioning and pondering upon what the Bible is calling us to do and be in this reality. You have created a great and healthy place for healing. I see that Ken has a threefold ethos. One, the ministry of healing. Two, fostering healthy community, and three, prophetic proclamation against systemic evil. I have heard the stories of how your struggles and reflections over the last 12 years made today's Church of All Nations. It is an ongoing struggle. When I go back to Korea, I seek to emulate the way you have struggled faithfully over many years. I will seek to authentically struggle before God and reflect upon the Bible to build a healthier church community. I will love and relate more deeply. I will be a pastor who proclaims and lives the real gospel of Jesus in our unhealthy society, just like you are doing right now. I will never forget the examples of healthy persons, healthy community, healthy vocation, and healthy theology that you have shown me. Thank you for your lavish hospitality. I'd like to thank Pastor Jin for his great teaching. I would like to thank Church of All Nations and Underground Seminary by teaching me with your life. Lastly, I'd like to thank Jin Su for being my main translator. Thank you.
Let me start with prayer. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. May the words of my mouth, Father God, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer. Amen. Morning, Kens.
Morning.
I'm Sam, the intern from Korea. Dear family, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Today, I'm here to bid my farewell to the Church of Nations, you guys. Time flies, like a few days, but it's been already a few weeks or a month. I really appreciate your loving care and your attention. So this hour, I'm going to talk about three things. The first thing is what brought me here. The second thing is what I've learned. The third thing is what am I going to do? What I am going to do. Yes, let's start the first thing. What brought me here? What brought you here? Actually, I applied for this internship program in order to know the American Multicultural Ministry. I thought this multicultural ministry means evangelism without racial segregation. Because I was so jealous evangelist, and I got a clear sense of calling. Because my calling story is related to it. But this story takes more than 40 minutes, so to summarize it quickly, my calling chapter of the Bible is this. Psalm, passages 50, especially verse 15. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heaven above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my consecrated ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Then heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offering, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal in the forest is mine and the cattle on a thousand hill. I know every bird in the mountains and the creatures of the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and that all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God and fulfill your vows to Most High. And call up me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you and you will honor me. Yes, this verse. And call up me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you and you will honor me. I was Jonah. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord and he answered me by setting me free. I met Holy Spirit in the mountain, in the big fish's belly. Yes, that's why I was so jealous, and I was so hot, and I was passionate in evangelism. You know, but that all changed 2 weeks ago when I met Pastor Jin. Six times, I attended the underground seminary. I felt like hit by the bus, of which name is Pazama, carrying 153 cans to the recycling center. I was really shocked because every single word he said is against what they taught me, what my professors taught me, what my senior pastors taught me. Is totally against my previous vision. My old vision was to be like David Cho, aka Korean Billy Graham. It was bullshit. Don't get me wrong, I learned this word from your senior pastor in the class. You know what I mean? With firm theology and hot prayer, evangelizing all over the world, burning all the filthy things in the world. So I studied hard. I prayed hard. So I was in the 1% of Korean SAT. Oh, I'm boasting. Get behind me, Satan. However, I felt a big emptiness is a giant. Ginormous emptiness, a hole. Something was not right. Christians in Korea are not happy at all. Church is like form. Pastors gained congregation and lost their own wife and children. What's wrong with it? Pastor gained that and lost the precious one. His fruit. And the gifts of, what's worse is the gifts of Holy Spirit ceased. Even if left a little bit, it's so temporary. Seminary, don't mention it. Enemy. It lost its way. Through the underground seminary classes, I came to realize it's because they didn't know how to build the lasting, true, honest, mature, faithful, trustful, biblical community. The body of Christ bearing healthy fruits. That is Ken, my family. That's why they built the so-called mega church, which is ironically extremely fragile from Satan's attack. All they think about is sowing seeds. They don't give a damn about nurturing. Evangelism? Really? That factor gave the devil a foothold to defile their fruits. A foothold, a room for Satan, the main culprit. He's another name, as we know, the spirit of empire. The spirit of war, the spirit of competition, the spirit of boasting. Oh, sorry. It's the spirit of individual survivalism. That is therefore, there is their mistake. You know what? I found the last piece of puzzle for me in this Church of All Nations. You know, I was so obsessed with, like Korean church did, I was obsessed with theology and prayer. That was all. That was all for me. But you know what? To focus only on theology leads to obsession with individual salvation. Individual salvation based on Platonic dualism, enlightening sarkikoi jerks like Martin Luther did. He mistook. On the other hand, to focus only on prayer leads to obsession with avers. Mostly that is gifts of Holy Spirit in Pentecostal church. Fundamentalism, so immature, without any background. Yeah, they did, mostly did. I was born and raised in Pentecostal-style church. I know their action. I know their faults. Yes. But with theology and prayer, one angle and other angle, from theology via prayer to, or from prayer via theology to, we have to arrive at the social action. That is the last angle of the triangle. Social actions, that is community. Community, that is relationship. In biblical word, that is love. And that is can, Church of All Nations. That's what I've learned. This church is like that. You know what? I was reading the Bible early in the morning the other day. I found a chapter which is very fit for you guys. This church, Pastor Jin, or yeah, you guys. It's First Peter chapter 5. I recite it, taste it. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, and the one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those who entrust it to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Young man, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Low anxiety. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. The spirit of empire. Looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the face. Because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. I think this chapter is very fit for this Church of All Nations. Yes, I found this. And yes, this is what I've learned. The second thing. The third one. Now, what you gonna do, son? I, Sehan Lee, will go back to Korea and have to go to the military service. This is Korean humor. Laugh. all because of Kim Jong-un, the fatty. Korean man's destiny. Jonathan, you need to know how privileged you are. Yeah, I'm going to the military service. I'm just kidding. My mission, I'd like to build a community like Church of the Nation in Korea, bearing true healthy fruit, mature fruit, like this church. I'd like to do that. If there's one more thing I hope to do is to reform the divided, distorted Korean church and seminary. Yes, to do that. Like I've said, the last angle movement, the third wave. Yeah, there's a concrete plan for that. I got so many insights from Pastor Jin's counseling. I'd like to share, but I think time's up. If you're interested or curious, ask me personally after the service. Yes, lastly, there's something interesting. You know what? This last mission, my mission, what I'd like to say to Korean church and Korean seminary is so related to the latter half of my calling chapter. The wicked God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instructions and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You speak continually against your brother and slander your own mother's son. These things you have done and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and accuse you to your face. Consider this, you who forget God, the love, or I will tear you to pieces with none to rescue. He who sacrifices thank offering honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Isn't that interesting? So related. I was so amazed. Yeah. Yeah, this is it, my family. Let's wrap this up with prayer. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we are like man who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongue with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, we return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. Father God, the Church of all nations, the Can, your beloved and favored church, sowed seeds to us interns. Now it's your turn. Make it blossom and bear fruit. For Jesus' sake, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Church of all nations.
Thank you, Eunsuk and Sehan. By the way, we learned that Sehan means John the Baptist. Boy, it's a lucky coincidence, maybe. But no, we thank you both for reflecting back to us what you've seen and giving us some things to think and pray about. And thank you for your encouragement and call for greater faithfulness in our lives. At this time, as a response to the word that we have heard, I'm going to invite Paul and Hannah, who are going to sing as part of our offertory, as our ushers come forward to receive our offerings.